K99.1 FM.
Hey, I am looking for Fry or Nancy. This is Heidi Newfield with Trick Pony.
Ah, yes, Heidi, we've been expecting you. So excited to talk to you. Thanks for making the time to call in and talk to us today.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Yeah, we're excited. First of all, before we get started, I just want to send some condolences your way for your home state. I know everybody's kind of struggling out there with the wildfires right now, and we're thinking of everybody out in California.
Well, that is really kind of you. Thank you so much. I have been Facebooking about it and on my own social media, and I've also, and of course, also on Trick Ponies. And I really appreciate the kind words. We, you know, we've had so many fires this year all up and down the Northwest. And, you know, I've just felt for everyone. But, boy, this one absolutely hit home, and it's the largest and most fastest moving wildfire that they've had yet. So they're still only about 10% contained. So anybody hearing this, if you get online and you look at the Valley Fire, you'll see we still need lots of prayers.
Yeah, we've seen some, you know, just some really actually scary video coming out of there where people are, you know, just trying to get out and are driving through all that, and it's just some really,
yeah,
really nasty stuff.
My dad lives up there, and fortunately, all of my family and close friends and pretty much everyone that lived up in the area that really was the Middletown area and some of the official towns where this fire just literally came through. I mean, I've seen it wipe wildfire out, but a wipe forest out. But to come through and just wipe literally a whole town out is new to me. I've never seen anything like that. And by the pictures, it just almost looks like Armageddon. It's the scariest thing to look at and to see all the places that you usually go to lunch, you know, when I go up and see my dad or whatever. And so, but fortunately, the most important thing is that they're evacuated and they're safe. And a few of their houses made it, but most didn't. And so we're just, all we can do is send a lot of prayers and a lot of good, you know, good positive feelings. And I really, that's one of the biggest things. And if they want to go so far as to donate to Red Cross and stuff, there are lots of links to that. And so I've got that all over my Facebook and stuff. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's very cool how people pull together in the, you know, in a time of need.
Of course, yeah. And like I said, we're thinking of your family and everybody back there. So well wishes for them, and we'll be keeping an eye on them. But I'll tell you, we are excited because we're going to get to see you in just a couple days.
Yes, on a way happier note, let's talk about some live music, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be out at the Land of Illusion down in Middletown. And I don't know if you know anything about this place, Heidi, but it's awesome. It's got six different basically haunted attractions that you can go through. Plus, they have the Stage of Rage, which you guys are going to be playing on, which is going to be fantastic. So this is going to be huge.
That's awesome. I love that we're going to be playing the Stage of Rage. That kind of, I don't know how much full of rage we are, but we certainly are pretty, like, motivated. Let's put it that way. It's a pretty much of a rock show, so that sort of fits us.
I love it. And then, you know, just watching some of your clips and all that, you guys put on, you know, such a great performance live, and it's super high energy. If someone's not ever had it, I love it. And you know,
yeah, we're big on, you know, we are big on. I've always been big on, and so is Keith, my Trick Pony partner, and the whole band, really. Big on people who are good entertainers as well as people that are great, you know, as well as the musicianship and the quality of songs. So we're going to be playing a lot of the original, you know, Trick Pony hits, a lot of the songs that people know and are familiar with. And then we're going to be doing some new stuff as well that is going to be coming out on the forthcoming record, and we've been working really hard on it. So people are going to get a little taste of the new music as well.
Oh, that's exciting. We're definitely looking forward to that. How's it been working on the new stuff? You really enjoyed it?
Oh my God, it's been such, you know, it's always great to get in the studio with, we're actually recording with a guy that, a producer that is kind of a world renowned guy. He's, his name is James Stroud. He has produced, over 130 number one records in Nashville. He's run record labels. He's kind of, you know, and then to kick it all off, he was a drummer when he first started. So he's been the drummer for everyone from James Brown to Jerry Lee Lewis and all, so many others. And just a really talented, amazing guy to work with and knows music backwards and forwards. And so to be in the studio with him and his sense of humor and his sense of musicality. We've just really been having a great time. We've written a lot for this record, and we've looked for a lot of outside material as well that fit us, because we want to bring Trick Pony into, you know, we want to cut some stuff that's really up and fun and all of that. But we kind of want to pave our own way, like we always have, and we don't want to follow what everyone else is doing and, you know, the same lyrical content, the same stuff. I don't really know if I've ever painted my toes on a dashboard yet. I'm not really sure that I've ever done that. I do drive a truck, but, you know, I don't necessarily, we don't always have to sing about, you know, gravel roads and trucks and all that stuff. So we're trying to kind of like broaden the horizons and just find some really big, great, well-written songs or write them ourselves.
That is awesome. Well, if people are interested in checking you guys out, they can go to landofillusion.com, get the tickets, go out and see there, and you guys can go through the haunted house, check everything out, plus check you guys playing out live. It's going to be fantastic.
Absolutely. Everybody come out. I'm told the weather's going to be great. It's starting to feel a little bit like fall out there. And so, yeah, we'll be there Friday night, September 18th. And I'm hearing, like I said, like you said, the Stage of Rage. And I think we go on, someone said something like 9 o'clock or something like that, somewhere right in that area. So it'll be later in the evening. Sun will be down, and should be a lot of fun.
That is perfect. Well, we look forward to seeing you. Heidi, thank you so much for taking the time to call us, and we look forward to seeing all you guys out in Middletown.
Thank you so very much, Ryan and Nancy. We'll see you guys later.